Sometimes you follow your heart. Sometimes your heart cuts a fart, and that's the cosmic shame, guys. So wow. They're not all. They can't all be Kevins.
They can't all be Kevins. That's a fact, Jack. Kevins.
That's a band name in itself.
Kendrick here. No pipe, no drink to spill, nothing. Just ready to go. Sit sock.
I'm Kyle, and I have a pipe and a drink, and I've spilled it 3 times already. And this is Sit Sock.
I'm Joe, and I have a drink, but no pipe, because I don't smoke a pipe anymore. But I have a drink, and I didn't do a musical interlude. Thanks, Kyle. Thank you for ruining that for everybody. This is Sit Sock. Sit Sock.
This is Kevin, and I have a drink, and welcome to Sit Sock.
What about the pipe, man? The pipe!
Oh, yeah, I don't have a pipe.
I like how Joe clearly ignored the cadence of this and just sang over Kevin's intro because he's like, look.
I have to do the fucking musical interlude. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Kevin, shit into his mouth.
Have you ever been used as a toilet before, Kevin? Because this is what it feels like.
It's a whole new experience.
Is it?
It's a whole new content ID.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that matters. All right, we're going to play the band name game today. Y'all never heard of it?
Anymore.
I'm going to say the rules.
I've done explaining the rules.
You never explain them once. I always
do it. I'm editing out your rule explaining if you do it.
Oh, no.
There's a game where we read the band name for a couple of scenarios where we band other music because we do that band name.
God, I better hope. I hope I have the energy to have made that into some, like, Lovecraftian reverse back echo to
Yep.
So it wasn't necessarily my fault, but I'm also an idiot. So there you go.
That wasn't necessarily my fault. I'm also an idiot. Joe Quick,
2021. Joe Quick, 2021.
All right, the first...
Some of that will probably align up when we get the edit, right?
The first band name on this wonderful, glorious bland name list...
It's anything but bland.
That's a whole different list right
it's
there.
It's a very different list. It's like potatoes.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to, like, explain what I'd use this band name list for at one point, but not today.
Is Backfist with a Buckler.
Backfist with a Buckler, ladies and gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
I have it up, and I'm going to take it down, otherwise I'll just sit here reading the next few bands.
I mean, I got this one right off the top of my head. I was just thinking, like, stomp with MIDI, like, with, like, Hemo stuff. Like, basically, you're just, it's like people making music with the clanging of together of swords and the shields
and
armor.
Swords, hitting shields, hitting armor, snapping lances on things, horses charging.
And they perform like, it's kind of like the street performer, you know, stomp could be like street performing stuff, but they do it only at like festivals. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, look like they're about to start doing like a choreographed fight, and then all this like this kind of clangy music comes out. And you're like, go back to the bagpipes or something.
Yeah. So for my was that all of it? Was that all? I didn't want to step on anything. Okay, good. So for the idea that I came up with in my head was that it's more of a classic metal band. So just nothing really like super super crazy, but they're all dressed up like they went full in on the medieval, like the group probably like went to medieval times at one point, and they were like, we should do the band after that. So they're like. Their bass metal, their bass player is like completely in chainmail, and like their lead singer, he's got like the visor helm, but he like it's permanently like lifted up so that you can see his face because he doesn't need it to come down, and like the guy, one of the guitarists has like his guitar is in the shape of an axe, and then like the drummer's got like. In front of like the main, like the big drum, I forget how drums work, so I think it's the bass drum that's in the front.
Bass drum.
Yeah.
Bass drum.
So on that, it's like the front of a horse. So it's like he's riding a horse and like fucking playing the drums while he's doing it. And they just jam out to like, you know, classic metal songs.
Nice.
I get it. Totally.
Candor, Kevin? Yeah.
I do have one. Yes. So what I'm thinking is, think of like late 80s, early 90s cartoon shows, like Sonic the Hedgehog and the really terrible Mario shows and what have you. That type of animation style. But Backfist is a superhero and he holds a buckler. That's like alive. It has eyeballs and a face, and it's really sarcastic. But that it's like based off of like 80s pop metal music. But then the Banshee is like a live action version of that show. But they play all the song, like the theme song and stuff.
This is amazing.
Dude, you're painting a word picture. I want
to see. Dude, like Aquabats kind of maybe vibe.
Yeah. Can we get this man a Kickstarter to make a kid show?
Yeah, seriously. I want to see Backfist with a Buckler so bad.
Hell yeah.
That makes mine really sad.
Well, you got to end on sadness a lot of your life, so here we go.
I do, yeah. Five Finger Death Punch, Guar mashup.
I love how it wasn't just sad. It was like, you're like, I'm not even going to put any energy into describing this. I'm just going to put two bands together. We're done here.
Just use your imagination. It's better than what I did.
Alrighty.
Sometimes you follow your heart. Sometimes your heart cuts a fart. And that's the cosmic shame, guys. So wow. They're not all. They can't all be Kevins.
They can't all be Kevins. That's a fact, Jack. Kevins. All right.
That's a band name in itself.
Is Dipless Mouths.
Dickless Mouths?
Dip-less Mouths.
I was going to say, I don't remember it being quite that overt.
Okay. Lacking dip.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how else that could be interpreted. Like,
oh,
I heard a different first word.
No, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, dipless mouse, like a mouth without dip. Like, I'm not sure how else, like, I can't think of any clever.
Dick, 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 dick,
dip, 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 false.
A country band made up of people on 12-step programs who've had to quit smoking, and they're all really twitchy and angsty on stage because they really want their dip, but they're not supposed to because that's the 12th step. They're not very popular.
they kind of suck. Yeah. Fuck, I was going to go
in, too, and
I was going to kind of go that same direction. I was thinking of a also kind of a country music band, country music band, and their mouths are just full of chew when they're singing their songs, and they're just like, and they're like, aren't you supposed to be dipless? And they're like, shut the hell up, boy. And then they just play on like banjos and the,
and then spit on you.
Yeah. And then just spit on you.
Oh, dude, I have a crazy one. You ready?
Yes.
Do it.
Okay. Launch it.
So you ever, there's a sound phenomenon that happens when you play a sound that, slowly escalates, but you keep repeating it. Your mind thinks that it's constantly escalating, like it keeps going up and up and up, but it's the same sound repeated over and over again, right?
Yes.
And this band, or this group, is a bunch of people who do this with their, it's like an acapella group that only accomplishes like combining those sounds. And the reason they're called Dipless Mouths is because they're acapella, and you never hear a drop in the tone of music because they're always utilizing that phenomenon of sound.
Forever climbing, it never dips.
Yeah, exactly. It's never dipping. It never dips down to be a lower tone.
Nice, nice.
I love it.
Fuck you, Kevin.
Good luck, fucker.
Okay. I got some. I want to revisit the stomp genre again this evening.
Of course, as we do.
And but it's a like a big long table, like up on the stage, with a bunch of empty chip bowls and like 10 people sitting there with silverware and stuff. But the chip bowls, guy brings out a bunch of chips and fills them up, but there's no dip to dip them in. So they just start stomping on the, banging on the table, and, like tapping silverware and like throwing things because it's dipless.
It's dipless.
That's pretty good.
Didn't feel the rage of their dipless mouths.
Yeah, their mouths are craving the dip.
Dude, that could be on the t-shirts they sell.
Is
your mouth craving the dip?
Dude,
yeah, he is 2 for 2.
Do you crave the dip?
Are you a dipless mouth? And then on the back of the shirt it says, do you crave the dip?
Crave the dip.
And it, like, the P or the D has got like a tongue or something. I don't know.
That's yeah,
both do, just Boom. To be excessive.
Yeah, just to be excessive. All right. The next one is called Parking Lot Arms Deal. And then silence was heard on the podcast.
I'm thinking Panic at the Disco has to figure into it just because it scans the same way. So I'm like Panic at the Disco cover band, but like gangster rap style.
Yeah, that's kind of like where my mind went to, is something, something street related. But yeah,
okay. I feel like I'm doing the bare minimum of pick two bands. I'm creative and funny. Please love me.
That's like it's like when someone plays like. Yeah, I don't know. What are we telling? When you play, have you ever played that game in Jackbox games where you have to like present your invention, and they like let you, they present it for you, and you just have to talk through it? That's what like you're doing right now. Is you're doing? Like,
oh God!
I don't really want to present it myself. I'm gonna let the computer do it for me.
I have not played that one, but that sounds terrifying.
It's really fun. Anyway, okay. Any hoozle. All
right. Because I'm dumb. The name again? A parking lot drug deal? Was that one?
I mean, if you want to do that one, that sounds fun too.
Parking lot
arms deal.
Arms deal. Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Hey, I'll give you a second. I'll throw something.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. My brain shut down.
I'm thinking of a like a hoedown, like a square dance in a parking lot. Yeah, hoedown. But you know how like when they square dance, they grasp each other's arms and dance around.
Mm-hmm.
So they make deals with the ladies and the guys, and they bid on the ladies they want to make a deal with their arms, lock their arms with. But it's in the parking lot. So it's like,
yeah.
So this band does this. It's kind of like a show you can hire. Yeah.
Kevin, okay. Like you're fucking three for three on the abstract like excellence, man. Yeah. I'm digging it. I'm just in the wake of this.
Do you want to go, Joe, or do you want to have more time?
No, I'm just gonna stream consciousness. Okay, so Parking Lot Arms Deal is a classic punk band, but they keep getting their venues mixed up, so the people keep introducing them as the most recent hardcore like Black Sabbath, Cannibal Corpse, screamo band, and they come up with it, and they're like, they just like come up, and instead of seeing like the punk scene in front of them, they see like the black white face paint of like Norwegian death metal fans. They're like, so they just start screeching as loud as they possibly can while just completely screaming over their punk music, and it just erupts into a riot every time because they either love it or hate it, and it's Norwegian death metal, so it's the same. So the emotions are exactly the same. So they're just fucking fleeing into the parking lot to grab weapons to defend themselves from the ravening assault of the guests.
Damn.
It's the story of how the name came.
Yeah.
Badass.
Yeah. All right. So originally I thought of the scene from Spider-Man Homecoming, right, where like they're doing the literal like arms deal under the bridge and Spider-Man busts up. But then as Kevin started talking, I could think of was System of a Down, Limp Bizkit, Fisheye Lens stuff from the 90s. And so Parking Lot Arms Deal is actually a failed 90s band, and in the 90s when you were trying to seem hard with like that kind of like grunge core rap core music, you know, you would show like the actions of the fans that you had to show how like how badass they were, right? Like they're dealing drugs or smoking, they're like, you know, driving in crazy cars to look badass. But Parking Lot Arms Deal took it way too far. Like they would like fisheye lens, like money exchanging hands from like, you know, like gangsters to people who collected guns from like an evidence locker. Like, and it just was like way too much for anybody to actually relate to. Or that wanted to relate to. Like, nobody wanted to be an arms dealer, right? Like, in the ghetto or something like that. So, it's just a failed 90s rapcore, like, band that didn't quite get how to be popular in that genre.
Too far. You went too far.
You got too far.
I love it. I've never heard the term fisheye lens music until now, so I appreciate that.
I think that was a huge thing in, like, the 90s.
Yeah, no, I could picture it very clearly, the fisheye lens, but I just never heard it. I never put two and two.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Homestar Runner actually did, like, a parody song about that called Fisheye Lens.
Sweet. I was going to say, I swear that was a band I'd heard, but it was actually Homestar Runner, so.
All right.
Anyway, next song.
Our potentially final one for the day, depending on, you know, how fast we get through it, is Fentanyl Break. Fentanyl break?
Fentanyl.
Yeah, fentanyl break.
Which one's fentanyl again? That's a depressant?
I guess like a pain...
I think we should just go for it without an explanation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's fair. Fentanyl break. It's a bunch of middle-aged women who are addicted to pain pills. I'm going with pain pill in my interpretation of what fentanyl is. And it's disgusting. It's named after the point in their lives when, as they were getting addicted to pain pills, they said, fuck it, cut ties with their life, and formed a band where they just are punk, screamo, whatever they feel like that day, and they just don't give a single solitary fuck because they're high off their tits on fentanyl. Hope I guess fentanyl right.
Fantastic.
It's like a mental break fentanyl combination. I get you.
Fentanyl break. Okay. All right. Here's mine. I'm just going to throw this out there. Fentanyl break is a one woman violinist, who plays very somber, very very slow music. But at the beginning of the show, like, she comes in, she preps, and she takes all of the fentanyl that she can handle, and then starts to play like a very recognizable song, and you just get to watch as it slowly disintegrates as the actual effects of the drugs start to take over. And that should be all the evidence you need that I have no idea what fentanyl does or is for.
Fair enough. Kevin, would you like to end it, or do you want me to go first?
Either way, I got one. I got
all right, one. Okay. So fentanyl break. I'll go. That way you can end it on a good note, since you're doing so well. Fentanyl break is actually a misnomer. So fentanyl is what it's fentanyl break has three different words, like fin, tin, and all. And really what it is, it's a band of a bunch of guys named Finn who basically play like 10 instruments to make sounds like really cool, like kind of backwoods sounds. And they're all named Finn, so it's fentanyl, right? And the break part is like, you know, they basically like, you know, take a break from work when they perform, like they're on like lunch and things like that. So they're like, oh, cool. This is cool. This name is like really cool and useful. And it describes exactly what we are, but they didn't really realize what fentanyl was. So nobody ever comes to like their like shows because they're basically talking about like, you know, some heavy sedative drug and like they don't realize it. So that's fentanyl break.
I like how everyone has a view of fentanyl that's all different.
I actually looked it up, and I'll explain what it is at the end of your bit.
I have okay. as well.
Yeah. So I'm thinking what are they called? A slam poetry club. It's the name of the club, Fentanyl Break, and the band that plays there is also named after the club. They formed the club.
So fentanyl doesn't make you more creative, it seems.
No, they okay. couldn't come up with a different name. But anyways. It's a cyberpunk poetry slam club, and their vision of the future is fentanyl replaced cigarettes. So you take a fentanyl break, but it turns out it causes cancer like four times quicker than any cigarette. So it's a really depressing poetry slam every night. But they play the jazz music to the poet.
I think you have a clean sweep tonight.
Yeah, that's a full sweep. Yes. That's a hat trick. It's the four of hat trick.
So fentanyl is basically a synthetic opioid, so it's like super heroin.
Yeah.
Who came up with this name on the list? Mm-hmm.
I do not recall, but that might have been related to the fentanyl.
That's fair. Should we try for one more, or do you think we're good?
Oh, jeez.
One more again. Do it.
Yeah, one more.
Rocket round.
It's been a while.
Speed round.
I don't know. This one I have to do. I'm sorry. This one, I have no idea how to pronounce it, and so we're going to do it.
Do you want me to look at it?
No, I absolutely don't. Because I think it's a typo, but it's amazing. Okay. This one is Delicious Wofts of Amy. Delicious Wofts of Amy. I don't know if that's supposed to be warts or
no. It's supposed to be wafts. Wafts.
It's supposed to be wafts.
Waft. Like
delicious wafts of Amy.
Okay. That one came from one of the times we were driving during a lunch break at Church Ranch.
All right, I've changed it to delicious wafts of Amy. All right, there you go, guys. Don't fuck it up.
No pressure.
Oh man.
Okay, I got. Okay. Yep. No, I got it. I got it. Okay. First, there's a. It's three or four different individuals named Amy. Gender is irrelevant. They all just have Amy as a name, and they all play some sort of squeeze box style instrument. So accordion, concertina. Kendrick, I think you had one that it was called that had like a different name, or was that just
I had a concertina.
That was a concertina. Okay, so they have that, but they play them by squeezing them with their knees. So, okay. They have to they just have like the instrument plays between their knees and like kind of fastened to them. So they're just opening and closing their legs over and over again, and you get the sensation of their music from the squeeze box instruments and the gentle wafts of Amy.
Oh man,
I'm not sure where you go from there.
Sounds nope. Like fishy attention.
Okay, well I'll go real quick. I bust it out. I'm taking a mid '90s lady singer like Sheryl Crow or something along those lines, like kind of grungy. But she's super feminist and she doesn't believe that she needs to shower or clean herself at all. So every time you're at a concert with Amy, there's many wafts within the audience. So delicious wafts of Amy came about.
Okay.
I'm going to go the other end of the spectrum here and go for it being like an early 1920s, 30s, like weird kind of jazz band that has some cultural connotations that you don't understand being in the 21st century, where like it was such a rare occurrence to meet a lady who could afford perfume because of the Depression or whatever. So like it was a way of naming a band so that you could realize that it was a real high society type situation, don't you know? And so it was just her singing, and mostly it was just a huge flex that she could afford perfume. And so she sang whatever that weird, awful kind of warbly music back then that didn't really have... I don't remember what genre it was, but it sucked.
Got something in my for pocket for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all... The only time anyone heard it is on like a wax cylinder, so it's always like...
Like all the music will fall out. Got it.
The old music fell out.
No, he said all the music from Fallout, but it's even better.
The music from 10 years before the music from Fallout, okay. Recorded on wax cylinders.
Okay.
But,
all right, so my interpretation of this is it's actually a biographical interpretive electronic band that takes snippets of Amy Winehouse's life and tries to interpret the like surrounding or event based off of what they thought the smell was like. So, like, they, like, look at Amy Winehouse's life as a, you know, big star when she was, and kind of, like, take the song and make it into, like, a descriptive electronic sound that lasts longer than it should of, like, the sensations of smell that were happening in that event in her life.
Oh, it's deep.
I like it.
Yeah, that went places. Much more creative. I love it.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the band name game, everybody. Sorry for suffering through it with us. I mean,
like, comment,
thank
and
you
subscribe.
For
I will never apologize for
likes,
this.
Right?
I'll never apologize for the band name.
Never apologize for band name game.
All right, bye, everybody.
Love you guys.
We love you.
Bye. 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 My music fell out.